This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Crude oil today, as Gura was mentioning, and holy cow, we talked about a lot of stuff up in that wrap. Anyway, holy cow, up 12% today oil was. The biggest single-day jump in 7 years, almost back at $30 a barrel. The caveat here, of course, is that not all that long ago, the price of a barrel of oil was above, well above, $100 a whack. And with prices so relatively low, there's a lot of attention being focused on the big oil producers. We did Venezuela yesterday. Today, Saudi Arabia. It is by far the dominant member of OPEC. And of all the reasons that oil prices fell, perhaps the biggest was OPEC's call in late 2014 to keep on pumping flat out and oversupply the market. Why'd they do it? And did it work? Marketplace's Scott Tong.
One word that crops up a lot with Saudi Arabia is opaque. The leaders of the kingdom tend not to share their thinking too widely. But the consensus in the oil markets is the Saudis led OPEC's decision to flood the oil market in 2014, to keep pumping and send the price crashing. Why? Well, Mideast energy consultant Sarah Vakshuri says the price war sinks rival producers, especially high-cost producers like fracking companies. They drill in shale rock in America, and they want to go global.
The low oil prices really kept the shale revolution a U.S. phenomenon rather than expanding it to countries like China.
And Vakshuri says the move to cut prices keeps the car drivers of the world addicted to petroleum rather than trying alternatives.
The low oil prices could slightly push global demand high. It, of course, makes it harder for renewables to progress as fast as they were doing.
So think of the Saudis as the Walmart, the Southwest heir of crude oil. Low cost, deep pockets. But even in the monarchy, the money's not forever. Not at prices one-third of what they were a couple years back. Mark Lynch directs the project on Middle East political science at George Washington University.
Saudi Arabia has huge reserves financially. They can get away for several years with running huge budget deficits. It's not that they're in an immediate crisis, but looking towards the longer term, it does become unsustainable even for Saudi Arabia.
If crude prices stay low, the International Monetary Fund figures Riyadh could burn up its savings in just 5 years. Here's the issue. Saudi Arabia spends a lot right now on subsidies at home, on Sunni mosques and schools across the Middle East, and more.
They made a whole bunch of commitments at a time when oil was very expensive, and now they suddenly find themselves forced to continue to pay out at a time when the price of oil has really plummeted.
So now comes austerity. The government has doubled the price of gasoline at home, and it cuts subsidies for electricity in a hot desert country where people are known to blast the AC at home, even when they're out. Politically, it's a risky play for leaders who happen to be new. Last year brought a new king and a new deputy crown prince. Here's Middle East consultant Jean-Francois Sesnek.
The second generation, the young guys, if you like, are taking over. The young prince, who is so criticized for being a hothead and so on, he's really in charge of modernizing the economy.
And in charge of defense spending. The Saudis are bankrolling a war against militants next door in Yemen. It's not going so well. And they support rebels in Syria. That's not going so well. Sesnek says what ties all this together is an attempt to counter a rising Iran in the region. It's a longtime rival of the Saudis.
To this day, I think there's a fear in the Saudi leadership that the Iranians are, you know, basically taking over Iraq, have taken over Syria, etc., etc.
And Iran just reached a nuclear sanctions deal with the United States, a longtime ally of Saudi Arabia. And today, the U.S. pumps more of its own oil than ever. So is American support for the Saudis waning?
It may not be a fact. I'm not saying that the U.S. is moving out, but I'm saying the perception by the Saudis is that the U.S. has lost interest.
And in the end, much of the kingdom's interest comes back to oil. The rival Saudis and Iranians are members of OPEC. And if they can't get along, it's less likely OPEC will agree to intervene and bring oil prices back up. And so the global price route goes on. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.